You are there, Atlanta Journal, July 11, 1913. Little Mary Fagan. Agent claims Conley confessed to murder. The Atlanta Journal, Friday, July 11, 1913. Detectives deny that Mincy told them of alleged confession of Negro in the possession of the attorneys for the defense of Leo M. Frank is an affidavit of William H. Mincy, formerly an insurance agent working in Atlanta, who declares that the Negro, James Conley, while drunk on the afternoon of April 26th, admitted and even boasted to him that he had killed a girl that day. The admission is alleged by Mincy's affidavit to have been made when he met Conley, whom he knew in the Negro Quarter, and attempted to sell him insurance. The Negro became enraged, the affidavit recites, and told him, Mincy, that he, Conley, didn't want to have to kill another person that day, as he had already killed a little girl. The affidavit is said to further recite that Mincy offered, a day or two after the killing of Mary Fagan, his information to the city police, who refused to consider it. The affidavit is also said to recite that Mincy visited Conley at police headquarters, and there again definitely identified him as the man who boasted on April 26th of having killed the girl, N.A. Lanford, chief of the city detectives, and Harry Scott of the Pinkertons, who has been working on the case, declare that they first heard of Mincy on the day of Conley's second confession of complicity. Mincy, Scott says, came to headquarters while he and Chief Lanford were examining Conley in the chief's office, and after some time was allowed to see the Negro. Mincy told them, Scott says, that he wanted to see if he could identify Conley as a Negro he saw drunk on the porch of a house at Electric Avenue and Carter Street between 3 and 4 o'clock on the afternoon of the 26th. I don't know that he is the same Negro, Scott quotes Mincy as saying when he looked at Conley. Mincy asked Conley several questions about his, Mincy's, effort to sell him insurance on the Saturday in question, and Conley told him that he had never sent him before, Scott asserts. Mincy, according to the Pinkerton, made no reference to any confession of the killing. All he said, in fact, the detective says, was that Conley was drunk on the porch of the house and that he, Mincy, tried to sell him insurance. Mincy claimed to have made an effort to sell Conley insurance between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Scott states, and Conley claims that at that time he was on Peter Street and couldn't have been where Mincy says he saw him. We are certain, the detective said, that Conley was on Peter Street between 3 and 4 on the afternoon of the tragedy, not simply because he says that he was there, but because we have found a number of witnesses who saw him there then.